Yes, welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show with myself, Blake Sampson.
And I'm Neil Donoghue.
Yeah, you pretty much, you know this guy, he's like...
Was here. He looks here. Very familiar. It smells the same, doesn't it? Was that you?
It does smell the same. You're looking a little bit greyer.
Yeah.
You still look the same.
Similar, same teeth, not my teeth, still the same teeth I had before.
Anyway, before we crack on with this week's Dirt Shed Show, we're doing a survey about what you guys want to see on the channel and bringing content for you in the future.
Yeah, it's going to take you about 10 minutes to do it, but guess what? You'll be in with a chance of winning a Garmin MTB head unit and one of three MET helmets and bluegrass protection kits. Mm-hmm. So scan that QR code on the screen, or there's a link down below this video, and get involved and you can win one of those amazing prizes.
Yes, it'll only take 10 minutes of your time and it's pretty easy, pretty straightforward. And you, like you said, you get a chance of winning some goodies.
Well, Blake, I watched the downhill racing from the weekend, actually done the cross country as well, and I was just thinking about the best riders on the planet at the moment.
Yeah.
I am, and I think you are as well, a big Jackson Goldstone fan.
Big Jackson Goldstone fan.
Even though he's quite small.
Yeah, but being in the show, been doing on the trot 3 weeks now, and every time he's won, apart from the weekend out in Andorra.
Four in a row, I think,
four in a row.
Going for his fifth.
Till this weekend, yeah.
And then Lo Bruni came in and snatched it off him.
He did, yeah.
Kind of in his second home, Andorra. I think he's one of the crew that lives out there.
Yeah.
Not that that's much of an advantage these days.
I think so, to be honest. Yeah, I reckon. If you're playing in your own court,
in Andorra, Blake?
I don't know, Neil.
I think, is it the nice mountain air, or is it the tax-free status?
Mountain air. I'm going with mountain air. Bit of both, yeah.
And I think, you know, Jackson has been an incredible rider this year. We've even got people like Gracie Hemstreet who should have won the race.
Yes.
But we've always talked about, you know, past legends, people like Greg Minnaar, Sam Hill, Atherton, even Pauline Fran-Prevot, who's
won. And in
won.
The free ride, we've got Casey Brown, but she's still on the scene.
Yeah, and that sort of scene has really blossomed as well in the last couple of years. People like Robin Gooms being really amazing riders.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking about who is the best rider on the planet at this moment. Because also, Tom Pidcock just shows up.
He's not in the Worlds, is he? He's not in the Worlds. He's not in the...
He has this first man-by race. He's been racing on the road all year. Didn't the Tour de France heard of that thing?
No, not really.
It's going on at the moment, so he's not there.
No.
I think he's doing the Giro. Mike, you might know this. He's doing one of those, or is it the Spanish one? What's the Spanish one called?
You asking the wrong person.
Anyway, he's not racing road. So he showed up, and I think he was like placed, he's 50th on the grid, and he just blew past
everyone.
So if you're talking cross-country world, he's probably got to be that guy at the moment.
Well, but I would say like all-round rider there on two wheels, being, you know, going over to the road and then coming onto mountain bike, he's flipping.
Who's your favourite rider now?
Now, to date?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Jackson Goldstone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to say it.
I actually, as much as I said it before, I actually love watching Lo Bruni race.
Yeah.
And it's good to see him, because he had that one race where he was just like 13th, or was he 15th, where he's just like, you know, he's never just that. He's always right there. So I was kind of wondering about Loic, where he was, and he showed up, and just the way he, you know, smashed that track to bits.
Yeah, he's a powerful rider. I'm not going to deny that.
And I love watching him, and I like seeing the fact that he's got a Porsche 911 as well.
Me too. It's one of my favourite cars. It's a dream car. But if we're not just talking about racing, are we talking... In like the free ride world, I'm gonna say Brandon Semenuk.
Yeah.
The bike handling skills that gentleman has is unreal.
You don't see much of him really. No. You sort of small snippets of Brandon Semenuk every so often.
And do you know what makes it like seals it in stone that he's one of the greatest bike handling dudes? Yeah. It's just video parts. You look at those video content things that he drops. It's unreal.
It's like, quite curated, isn't it? The way he does it.
Yeah. Which makes it look like it's AI or something.
But then you also don't see, like a racer, you don't see the bad bits because he just shows you the cool stuff.
Exactly.
It's a different world, I suppose.
Yeah, racing, you see it raw.
Yeah, exactly.
Every mistake. Let us know in the comments down below, what is your favourite rider to date, male, female, in any sport? Let us know.
What's up, everyone? Let's begin this week with the news from Andorra, where electrical storms forced the cancellation of junior racing. The downhill saw a return to form for Millie Jonseth, piloting that belt drive intense to third spot. Ballyhale does just enough to maintain the overall with a second place finish. Tanny Seagrave looked aggressive, pushing hard to claim a well-earned victory. A crash on the last feature in sight of the line saw Hemstreet lose a 2-second margin, landing her back in fifth. The men's race saw a small mistake on the final rocky shoot for Davide Palazzari, which cost him his first elite podium, potentially his first elite win. He hurtled off into the crowd, doing incredibly well to avoid the camera operator, spectators and trees. Very happy he's all good. Bergier sent a brilliant benchmark time relatively early on. Jackson Goldstone replaced him on the hot seat for another trademark run, which he could have seen him redefine the Jackson 5. The first male rider to do it, 5 on the trot since peak era Gwynn. But when the heat is on, Super Bruni turns up, finishing with just over a second to spare. The XCC, it was Keller taking the win in the women's, shortly followed by Richards and Blochlinger, Luca Martin on the top step in the men's, Blevins neck and neck, but into second and Azzaro into third. In the XEO, Sammy Maxwell had some early problems with a rear flat and a crash. Amazing comeback from her over the course of the race, moving back up to take the top spot. Keller 9 seconds back, Risveds in third, 15 seconds back. The men's race saw the return of Tom Pidcock. He didn't feel like riding the Tour de France this year, so he's back playing mountain bikes and using FSA wheels on his bike from here on out, moving up from over 30th in the start grid to a victory of over 20 seconds. Luca Martin suffered a rear puncture but fought back, maintaining his chase of Pidcock to second spot, and Charlie Aldridge did well in altitude, taking that third spot. As always, watch the Whoop UCI Mountain Bike World Series on Discovery Plus and Max. Now, if you watched Bruni win on Saturday and thought, I want pants as tight as his, well, Specialized have released S-Works clothing, the downhill range featuring the materials and garments pioneered by the Gravity team. They might not be guaranteed to make you go as fast or look as jacked, but no harm in trying, is there? Check out those on the Specialized website now. Giro have a new goggle. The Dropline has a quick change lens system. They have maximum airflow thanks to the way the strap meets the goggle and have sweat management foam as well. So aiming to be maximum comfort and cooling when you're putting in the watts. Range of colors, £115 for those. Brett Reader's signature bike has launched phase one with a series of clothing drops with news that its roster of athletes are also part owners of the business. So reap the direct rewards of their influence. Camelback have launched a Strava challenge. All you have to do to be in it to win it is complete 200 minutes on any bike in 10 days from July 18th to 27th. You win a 20% discount code for their site and be entered to win one of three podium bottle packages worth €120. And Orbea have new colours for the Laufey, pretty minimalist with a design which makes them look dead clean. Digital lavender acid gum, smooth silver matte titanium gloss and metallic cinnamon matte black gloss, which is a bit of me. They're all live on the site now, check them out. And last but not least, Rich and I were at Enduro 2 last week. I was let out from behind the news desk to go and be the anchorman in real life, trying to keep up with Rich as we took on pairs racing for the first time in Verbier. I've been on a Garmin training plan for 8 weeks in preparation as the bike time this year has been a bit scarce for me, with lots of other life stuff on. I won't tell you how we did, you'll have to watch the video to find out, be on the channel in a few weeks' time. What I will say is thanks to the event organisers, the event was fantastic, scenery was incredible, trails were prime, 3 days of racing, 17 stages, 10,000 metres of vertical descent. Sam Robson and Ryan Williams won our category, the Open Men's. Becky Skelton and Jamie Haynes took home mixed pair. And two French girls, Bina and Barbazat, were rapid. They followed Rich and me down one of the bike park stages. They won the females pairs race. It's a race about good times and honestly, a really cool one. I believe there are a few tickets left for Maribel in coming up in August, so do check that out. Right, let's get on with the show.
Week. It's Hacks and Bodges time and I've got some crackers.
They all look like bodges to me. But as I always say, the bigger the bodge, the better. And we're starting with this one. My bottom bracket was loose in the frame, which sounds dodgy already. Why is the bottom bracket loose?
Yeah.
So the way to fix it is probably with an old rag, is it not, Blake?
No, I don't think so. Look at the state of it.
Weber Jansen. I don't really understand what's going on because, you just thread... beat that rag into the threads and it sort of tightens it up. I mean, it definitely would tighten it up.
Why don't you use PTFE tape?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it will stop leaks.
Rag's cheaper.
Yeah, rag is cheaper. So yeah, that is a pretty crazy bodge,
it's
right?
It's never going to work, is it?
I don't think it is. That's a pressing one because look, he's got a big old bolt that's going to press it all in.
It's depressing.
Well, this... the... I see what you did there. Right, this next one is, I quite like this one, Neil. It's a video of it working.
By in quotes, air quotes, air, working.
Literally, from, because it's, it's actually fluid.
Wear and oil. This is from Matt Mifsud. A steering damper, which at first look, you think, that's pretty good.
It looks cool.
But then you think, look, well, actually, if you drilled into the head tube of your frame and your lower crown, yes, by the looks of it. And it's an RC car shock, which
steering dampener
surely
yeah,
is not going to give you any resistance, really.
Well, he did say here, total failure, zero effect, but looks cool, I guess.
Does it?
Well, yeah. I'm sure he's a big RC fan and he just loves it. I'm a big RC fan.
But imagine if you showed up to buy like a secondhand bike and that was hanging out the head tube. Like, yeah.
I'll put a little Fox sticker. All other brands are available. True. We'll stick something on there.
Oh, dear.
Okay, we've got another one here. So now this one. This is another video of it, how he's fixed it. So he's got an action cam.
Yeah.
And sometimes with these new fandangle bits, they start to vibrate a little bit. So what he's done is he's jammed some rubber, like a resistant band sort of stuff in there.
Yeah, this is from Artem Chaikin. So yeah. I've used one of these cameras, the new Insta360. Mine doesn't rattle at all. But I guess if it's an old one that's been
I'm sure
unfit.
If you've been using it a lot, it starts to show some wear, and you don't want to go through the cost of buying another clip or something.
Clip. Yeah, I guess so.
I think that's quite cool. I think that's a pretty good one.
Is that a hack?
I say that's a hack. That's not a bodge. I think the rest of them are bodges.
It's as close as we've got to a hack, I suppose. It's a nice little cheap fix, I suppose.
I think it's a good one, yeah. And he's actually put it underneath the clip that clips to his chesty. And that does rattle a bit.
Ah, very good.
If you don't have the rubber bit to stop it from doing that.
I like it.
That one's good. Now, I'm going to give you the option of choosing which one. So you got the chance to give away £50 to our shop.
Well, I think we have to go with the final one, which is from Artem Chaikin, best one.
I think so. Well, then, send us an email, send us all your details, and we'll send you this little gift voucher you can spend in our local shop, on our online
very
shop.
Local.
It's very local.
It's just downstairs.
It's on your phone. That's how local it is. Now, if you want to get involved with the hacks and bodges, let us know. Send them to the uploader down below. Better the hack, better the bodge, the better. Right, things we like this week. I'm gonna show you off this bike. It's called Campanjo Bikes, right? Now, it's an e-bike, and I thought, hey, you're coming on. So we could go for a ride together on this one. Take a look at that.
Problem is, I hate tandems. That's the biggest problem here.
No, you can go on the back.
It doesn't matter.
We'll blindfold you.
I hate tandems.
No, I thought, for Martin Ashton, so they do trials bikes and they look really cool.
I've never heard of the brand.
No, before. I've never heard of it, but this thing came up and I was like, damn, imagine that thing. Imagine going bikepacking with your mate.
Yeah,
e-bike bikepacking on
a bike. I've got a bike. That sounds way more fun.
No, you can come with me. Come on.
Nightmare.
Anyway, I quite like it.
Something I like this week is that I follow Annie Ford on Instagram. She's from Tasmania, but she is quite fond of an epic ride. And at the moment, she's riding Scandinavia to Morocco. I think she's in Scotland, actually, at the moment, the Outer Hebrides, battling the weather. But she's raising money for climate action and having a great time along the way, by the looks of it. And she's a really good follow. Pretty cool.
Well, I'm going to follow her because I've never heard of her. And you just told me that she's done the Tour Divide as well. That's crazy.
I think so. She did some epic ride in North America last year. But she's, raising lots of money along the way.
I think that's one bike trip I would love to do.
Really?
Tour Divide.
I get
not a race, just do it.
I thought it, but I worry about the wildlife.
Don't worry about them.
The cougars. Moving on to the caption contest. Who are these guys?
They're the two new dudes. Come on, man. They sat right next to you.
I've seen them.
Fergus and James.
There you go. What are they trying to do?
That's exactly it. I actually don't know. Drive a truck? Where's this thing go?
Is this a bus driver?
Maybe
bus drivers. It's an old trick.
Maybe they've learned from Rich how to lose your front axle when you go on a trip.
I can see the front axle.
And I can see it's right there. But if you want to get the chance to win, we're actually giving away £50 gift voucher to spend in our local shop, which is on your mobile phone. It's not as local. It's as much local as you can get.
Anyway, Mario Gerin says, so I bought this bike in Australia, but the wheels are from here. Should I mount them upside down? Problem is, the wheel's sideways, not upside down.
No, that's right. That's if you're a flatlander, the world is just flat.
What, BMX? Cameron S523 says, whilst filming a segment questioning the importance of tyre directionality, Fergus and James suddenly realised that simply reversing the wheel would not work.
No, they wouldn't, would it?
Well, sort of would.
Well, you wouldn't have a front brake, would you?
Exactly, it's a sort of is the word.
We got one here. So Ferg taking a moment to show the new guy, James, how to drive the GMBN team bus.
Imagine if we had a team bus.
That's Sepster 58.
Epic.
Hey.
Who's the winner then, Blake?
Do you know what? I'm going to go with Sepster 58 because he's a big fan. He's got the emojis going. He must...
He's a member.
He's a member, definitely. I'm going with Sepster. Sepster, congratulations. If you want to get your £50 gift voucher, send us an email. We'll send that straight over to you. Now, this is next week's caption contest photo. Take a look at that, Neil. The flipping heck's going on there. Hey?
I don't know.
What would you say to that?
I have no words.
Nor do I. Let us know. Hashtag caption contest in the comment section down below to get you to win yourself £50 to spend in our shop. It's time for the bike vault, and we're going to kick it off with this absolute beauty.
Well,
with a cherry on the front because of the forks, because it's red.
It's S-Works.
And that
Spenny.
That's very Spenny. It's a lyric on the front. Got some nice red bits everywhere. Oh.
It's Greg Hartness's bike. It looks big. He's probably 29er. It's tall.
He's 29.
Tall person's bike.
Look at the size of his inner length of his thigh. Look at that. Look how long it is.
Envy wheels. Envy stem. This is a Horsetooth Mountain near Fort Collins, Colorado.
I give that super nice, and the bell's behind you, Neil.
Where is the bell?
Oh, yeah, there you go. There it is.
Oh, ow. Don't worry about that.
The boss is there. He's going to tell you off. Anyway, that's a super nice. Moving on. Ooh.
Oh, Scott Spark, 750X Landegler, where I took my daughter for first ever off-road ride.
Did she survive?
She did amazing.
Well,
I'm
well
very
done.
Proud of her. This is Neil Owens's... Scott Spark.
You know what? Scott Spark's a great bike, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is he still running a 2x on the front? He does look like he's running a 2x on the front. Or is that a 3x?
I don't know.
That's a 2x, Neil. That's a 2x. That's a
3x.
Might
be a 3, yeah.
Ooh-wee!
Nice.
Nice.
Like it. Yeah. I like the story. It's cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Next is from Jack Badenhorst. And Jack says, real men ride hardtails.
And woman. I love a hardtail, and I actually quite like the colour. Purple.
Yes.
Now he just needs a pair of purple hazes on there.
Purple haze.
Ooh, snap.
You've already given it a super nice.
That's super nice in that, Neil. Ooh, awesome. Right. I've got this one.
Hang on, hold on.
Do you know what this one is?
Oh, I know. It's a Marion Alpine Trail E1 e-bike.
Yep.
Mullet, 29 in the front, obviously, 29 in the back. 27 in the back.
Yep.
Business at the front, pointing back, as the caption actually says, from JMC... Where is this?
My friend with the Joshua trees in the back, I feel like that's in the States somewhere.
Joshua, like, that's a cactus, that is.
Oh, that's a Joshua tree.
Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
I'm not convinced.
They're all like...
This is Mesa, horse trail in Mesa, Arizona, Red Mountain Rush.
Yeah.
With an incoming monsoon storm in the background.
Oh, super nice. I quite like that one. Whoa! Super nice, that one, Neil. It's a nuke-proof Scout.
I've not seen one in that colour. Neil Osborne's bike.
Is that... Oh, wow.
It's a 27.5 Scout, actually.
It's beautiful. It's got an oi-oi saddle. It's got a gold chain, gold-looking chain.
There's one hell of a fork up front. Doesn't it look like it's slackened the bike out a bit?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, you've already super nice.
I super nice it. It's a hardtail, it's nuke-proof, it's beautiful.
This is Raymond Kuhlman's Santa Cruz Tallboy 4 from 2022.
Yeah.
I live in the south of the Netherlands and make a lot of trips to the Belgium Ardennes or visit the bike park in Germany, especially Green Hill Bike Park.
Ooh.
Is that one with all the jumps?
Yeah, yeah, it's a really good bike park. I quite like that bike.
Anyway. Changed a few things, switched up the GS Derailleur for a wireless one, upgraded the brakes to Magura MT5 Pros with Galfer discs and pads.
Wow.
I'm very happy with the bike like it is, but for next year, I'm planning to buy a Nomad from Santa Cruz.
I would say, why don't you plan to get a higher rise bar, then you can lower your stack?
Do you think that,
A video on all about higher rise bars and how good it were, so.
I do like them. I think it looks better as well than having loads of space on your stand.
Yeah, super nice.
I like the gold pedals. Now we're into dirt jump territory here, but this is your neck of the woods. We're going from one to yours.
Jensen, look at that.
Yeah.
What frame is it? That's
Look at the seat
clamp. No.
This is my DJ bike on the MTB Trails.
It's a YT.
Leamington, it is YT Dirt Love. Yeah. Leamington Spa.
Nice.
Yeah, Craig's bike.
It's very nice. I like it.
I've never seen a mountain bike with that, you know, the seat clamp bolt.
Bolt through. Kind of derives from BMX, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And the hedge, like the down tube up by the hedge tube, looks pretty funky as well.
It's very. What are you going to give that?
Super nice.
Ooh, we damn.
Riding my dirt jump bike quite a lot at the BMX track recently.
Yeah. I've seen on your social. Check this one out now. Stephen McNutt.
Good name.
Look at that. That's the new Trek, isn't it?
Fuel EX, not the EXE, which is almost identical.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that.
No, almost. It rolled off the tongue almost. It's 9.8 XT with upgraded front and rear RockShox Ultimate suspension. Love the bike, and it's more capable of handling anything I throw at it. Then again, at my age, 58. And skill level, a walker would also be more than capable. See what you're saying there. It's a bit more to work that one out.
I'm going to give that a super nice Neil. Flapping brilliant, isn't it?
Good.
Hey? Good. Some good bikes in there. I put some e-bikes in there for you.
Thanks
so you feel
much,
at home, even though you are at home. You've disappeared, you flee the nest.
Well, yeah, here I am.
Anyway, if you want to get involved with the bike vault in next week's show, then there's a link in the description. Upload your bike to that. Remember, half mast on your saddle, drive side. Nice fresh
rules.
Picture.
I forgot there were rules in the bike vault. There's none of that over on here.
No, you just dump your bike on there, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Sheesh. Anyway, rules. But they're all super nice.
Tell you what, I know there's a cool video coming up on GMBN this week because my friend Steve Jones was out in Val de Sol just a week and a half ago, whenever it was, probably a couple of weeks ago, actually, and he was filming a video with Steve Pete and Jackson Goldston. He was basically following them round. For the weekend, spoiler alert, Jackson ended up winning the race. But Steve Jones was following Steve Pete around to see exactly what goes on behind the scenes at
behind
World Cup
closed doors.
And I can't wait to see it, actually. I know it's coming this weekend on GMBN.
I'm going to look forward to watching that. He's leading the charge. That team, he, the boss, is leading the charge of winning the World Cup, I reckon.
Yeah, because Nina Hoffman won as well. So they're doing very well this year, the syndicate. So, yeah.
It's all down to the team manager, isn't it?
Oh, exactly.
So there we have it, the end of our Dirt Shed show of this week. And man, so good to see Neil back in the shed with us.
Thanks, yeah.
And
I wished it smelled a bit better.
I'm sorry, I'll change my cologne next time you come back in the show.
No, but that's what it is.
Until next time, we'll see ya. Bye.